we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Destination.
Four Non-Blondes with What's Up. What's up, Riley? It's not called What's Up, Riley. What's up, Riley? This is me asking you a question.
Hey.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
We're doing this all out of order. This is Daniel Yearbook. It's Saturday. It's 2:06? 2:05? What's going on, everyone? It's the 1992 show. That was Four Non-Blondes. What do you think of that song?
It was fun.
Fine. You said you heard a cover of this song.
I did. I don't know who, but I've heard like a different version of it.
That's interesting. Four Non-Blondes, also from San Francisco, California, used to do covers of Third Eye Blind songs when they first started out.
Is that what you did for like one day?
No. They know each other, these two bands. And also,
lots of bands know each other.
It's true. Linda Perry, the front woman for Four Non-Blondes, not a blonde, is from Springfield, Massachusetts. How about that?
Local. Are any of them blonde?
No. Why would they be?
I don't know. I feel like it would be really funny if one of them was blonde.
Kind of like an ironic name.
Yeah.
But it's not. Anywho, it's the 1992 show. We got a lot of good 1992 era songs, I would say.
He would say.
Yeah. Would.
Having picked most of them.
We got some Alice in Chains. I think I picked all of them. We got some.
No, you did not.
All right, well, maybe you picked one or two. We got some Alice in Chains coming up. We got some Arrested Development coming up. And we have Riley's favorite type of music, spoken word. This is King Missile with Detachable Penis.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Detachable penis.
Tennessee,
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 Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. So Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into ripples, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Pass those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place, take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts, let me understand your plans. Take me to another place, take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts, let me understand your plans.
Ishi, she went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be, many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks? He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to
Thank you.
by Alice in Chains. Before that, we had Tennessee by Arrested Development, and we started the music off with King Missile's Detachable Penis. What do you think of any of those songs?
I mean, I feel like there is a sharp increase in quality.
Sharp?
Throughout the three songs.
I don't think those are all. They were all very big.
We're
very
going
big
to pay Detachable Penis at your funeral.
That's weird.
I'm going to text Mom.
You can do that, I guess. I mean, I won't care. I certainly won't care. Anyway, yeah, that was it. That's 1992 in a nutshell. Good stuff. I don't think really anything big came of King Missile or Arrested Development. I mean, Alice in Chains kept on. The Oakland A's are up 2-0 in the bottom
no
of the
No one cares!
Fourth. I care, and you care, because it is the last game at the Oakland Coliseum today. That's what we're recording. Oh my gosh.
Wait, what? Is it like the last one ever? They're demolishing it?
No. Well, they're moving.
Oh, yeah. They're moving to Jersey.
They're moving to
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Whatever.
Jersey.
Shut up. What if we went to Vegas and saw them on October 19th? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's not baseball season.
I don't care. What if they're just playing there anyway? What if there's a bonus game?
The stadium isn't built yet.
What if it is built?
It may never get built. Like, I can go on and on about how...
Well, why don't we just go to Vegas on October 19th just for fun?
Probably not.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow, what's going on?
I don't know.
There's no A's games.
My Chemical Romance is definitely not going to be there.
Almost certainly going to be there.
And everyone else.
All right, well, I guess we'll just keep the music going. On this day of the final A's game in Oakland. It's a very sad day. Anyway, here's some Smashing Pumpkins.
Thank you.
Disneyland by Dada. Before that, we had Drown by the Smashing Pumpkins. What do you think of those big hits?
I liked the first one.
Hey, that's something. It's better than nothing. All right. So, my gosh, what else is going on? I guess that's it. I guess that's it for right now. Let's take a quick break. We will come back with more Xennial Yearbook, the 1992 show on 89.7. WTBR.
WTBR.
Run away! Run away!
Hey, friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
WTBR. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Track by Rage Against the Machine. We're back. Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1992 show. Yeah, what do you think of that? A little bit of rage?
Like, you know how I felt about that.
I thought that you like nu metal. You're a nu metal fan.
No, I'm not.
What? I thought you liked the, you think you know your kids, right? One day they're a nu metal fan, and then they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. Three nothing A's in the bottom of the fifth over the Texas Rangers, the final game at the Oakland Coliseum. It's gonna be epic. It'd be nice to go out with a win, but I'd rather not go out at all, you know? Anyway, back to the music. It's time to do that thing that we do when we play three songs from the same album. What album is it this year? This week?
R.E.M.?
It's R.E.M.'s Automatic for the People. The big old 1992 with a lot of big songs. We'll be playing a couple of those. We'll start off with Drive.
Smash, smash, crack, bush, whack. Tie another one to the racks, baby. Hey, hey, kid, rock and roll. Nobody tells you where to go, baby. What if I ride? What if you? What if you rock around the clock? Tick, tock, tick, tock. What if you did? What if you walk? What if you try to get on, baby? Hey, hey, kid, where are you? Nobody tells you what to do, baby. Hey, hey, kid, shake a leg. Maybe you're crazy in the head, baby. Maybe you did, maybe you are. Hey, hey, kids, where are you?
a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard, taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Restlessness and water, they cannot see me naked. These things, they go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon, I'm pining for the moon. What if there were two side by side in orbit around the fairest sun? That bright, tight, forever drum could not describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. Underneath my breath, night swimming. Street light, a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet night.
is Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight by R.E.M.
Sounds like Karma Police.
I know, it does. What's happening? What is that?
Now we're just pushing levers. Hold on.
No, I'm just pushing buttons. That's interesting. Is that me?
No.
Is it you? I don't know. There's some sound in my ear that I don't like, but I'm just going to talk over it because you guys probably can't hear it. That was, what was that? R.E.M. The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. Before that, we had Night Swimming. And before that, there it goes. We had Drive. What do you think of those songs?
They're fine, but right now I'm more worried about the fact that I just got posted to my school's Instagram in a My Chemical Romance hoodie drawing an anthropomorphic bull.
Oh my gosh, you're so famous. You're Bart famous. This is awesome. This is like the best day of your life. The day you got discovered.
There's context. They didn't put the context.
Nope. Who needs it? It's Instagram. There's no context needed. If you don't get it by that picture, then you don't get it. Maybe we'll post it on our Zennial yearbook.
There's other kids in it though.
But you can't see their faces, right?
You can.
Well, forget it. Anyway, here's an interesting tidbit about that album, Automatic for the People by R.E.M. Did you know that? Did you get the feeling that the first two songs were kind of like down tempo, a little low key? Well, one of the producers thought that the whole album was kind of a downer, so they added an extra song, "The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight," so the whole album wouldn't feel like such a giant downer.
That's nice.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Maybe not. We'll keep going.
Kind of.
All right, well, you know, if it's 1992, what are we going to do? We're going to play us some Gin Blossoms on a Zennial yearbook. This is Found Out About You.
And you were mine, forget it all. Is there a line
That's Sex Type Thing by Stone Temple Pilots, San Diego's greatest band.
Before, you change that band every single time.
I don't. You should make a list. I know who San Diego's greatest band is, and it's STP. Before that, we had Found Out About You by the Gin Blossoms. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1992 show on 89.7 WTBR, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yeah, here's a little something for everybody.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from EVCO Hypnosis. Join EVCO Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit EVCOHypnosis.com.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
WTBR. Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Meet the real me and my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20, but looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story, tough bears, touches.
Feeling paranoid to win me your fostering. Anxiety's attacking. Trouble for the things I haven't got to yet. I'm chomping at the bit and my palms are getting wet.
Hello me, it's me again. You can subdue but never tame. It gives me a migraine headache. Sinking down to your level. Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault. And stay an inch or two at a kicking distance. Mankind has got to know his limitations.
Feeling claustrophobic like the walls are closing in. Bloodstains on my hands and I don't know where I've been. I'm in trouble for the things I haven't got to. We'll be right back.
tell me it's nice talking to myself. A credit to dementia. Someday you too will know my pain and smile its black tooth grin. If the war inside my head won't take a day off, I'll be dead. My icy fingers claw your back. Here I come again.
Paranoid to an enemy of offspring. Anxiety's attacking me. My hair is getting thin. Feeling claustrophobic like the walls are closing in. Bloodstains on my hands and I don't know where I've been. Once you've committed me,
Sweating Bullets by Megadeth. What do you think of that?
I had a friend that went to see Megadeth this year.
Megadeth? Get out of here. That's amazing.
Is it?
How old's your friend? Is he 45? 55?
15.
Wow. And she's in a Megadeth?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. That's impressive. Did you know that...
Why is that impressive?
Did you know that Megadeth. Dave Mustaine, the... lead guitarist and singer.
I know who he is.
Did you know he used to be the lead guitarist in a little band called Metallica? In fact, he has...
I'm not surprised.
He has 4 writing credits on Ride the Lightning. No, 2 on Ride the Lightning, 4 on Kill 'Em All. But he isn't featured on any albums. Interesting. Kind of. All right, we'll keep going. It's the 1992 show. This is Zennial Yearbook. We got about 25 or so minutes left, so let's keep the music rolling. This is Soul Asylum with Black Gold.
Thank you. kids off the streets, gives them something to do, something to eat. This spot was a playground, this flat land used to be a town. Black gold in a white slide, won't you fill up the tank, let's go for a ride. Short light to feel some pride, but this place just makes me feel sad inside.
Surely it would, baby, how can I could
Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Off of there.
That sounds so suggestive. Okay, which one of them is in jail?
I don't know. I never really thought about it like that. It's in the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, which is a movie you haven't seen.
His mom said I'm not allowed to watch it.
Yeah, it's real sweary.
You can't watch
it. It's also pretty violent. Before that, we had 2,000 Light Years Away by Green Day. Before that, Black Gold by Soul Asylum. It's a fun fact. Fun Green Day fact. Did you know that Kerplunk was the last Green Day album on an independent label?
Yes.
And the first to feature which band member?
Ow.
Do you got it?
Is it Trey?
It's Trey Cool.
Because I know he, like, wasn't good at drums.
He wasn't.
He's like, I don't know how to play drums. And I'm like, okay, you're going to drum for us.
And that's all it takes. You just say you don't know how to play drums, and then Green Day picks you up.
Yep.
And then bam, there you go. Let's do it. Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, so well, we got more time. Let's play a little bit of Morrissey. This is Tomorrow.
Did I? All the pain in my arms.
That's Tomorrow by Morrissey. How about that?
Oh, man, I barely heard any of that. I don't even know why. I just, like, zoned out.
You just zoned out completely. Well, here's something interesting.
No, because that's on the playlist that I use for, like, that's the quiet one.
That Morrissey is?
That song.
Is it really? Wow.
So that's why I, like, tuned it out.
It's amazing. So, I'll tell you what. Back
why is
in,
it amazing?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. Because it was popular, and I don't know. But it's not super popular now. Back in 1992, there was a little show on MTV called 120 Minutes, which was just 2 hours of alternative music hosted by, I think at that time, was Matt Pinfield. Anywho, do you want to hear what the top five alternative music videos were from 1992? Yeah, you do. I'll tell you. Number five, Drive by R.E.M., which we just heard. Directed by Pete Kerr. Who, not that he doesn't matter.
I don't know who he is.
Ready for this? Number four, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
Ah.
Directed by Gus Van Sant, an actual film director now. Number three, 100% by Sonic Youth. Directed by Spike Jonze. Also an incredible director. Number two, Tomorrow by Morrissey. You just heard it. Directed by Zack Snyder. Wait, that Zack Snyder? That's right. That Zack Snyder.
What does he do again?
He directed, I think, some of the DC comic movies.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And his name?
Number one, The Cure's Friday I'm in Love. Because, of course. Because, why not? What else we got? We got a couple of minutes before we get to getting out of here. Why don't we play a little game?
Sometimes I don't pay attention.
It's this one.
That's you, Riley. I'm going to play a little bit of Pay Attention, where I ask Riley some questions about things that I've said today and see if she was actually paying attention.
Wonderful.
All right, so you know how this works. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and I'm going to ask you five questions. And let's see if you can get them all right. The 30 seconds starts as soon as I'm done reading the first question. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be kind of loud. Let's go this way. Linda Perry from Four Non-Blondes is from which Massachusetts City?
Springfield.
Springfield. Which song was added to Automatic for the People to pep up the album?
The last one out of the three we played.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
All right, we'll pass on that. What was the top music video on 120 Minutes in 1992?
Just said that. It's Friday I'm in Love.
Friday I'm in Love. Dave Mustaine was formerly with which metal band?
Metallica.
Who is the last team the Oakland A's played ever in Oakland, California?
Whoever they're playing right now.
Yeah, but who is that?
Or last Tuesday, Thursday, whatever it is today.
The Texas Rangers.
The Rangers.
That's right. Let's check the scores, shall we?
Okay.
Ooh, top eight. A's are up 3-2. Oh my gosh. This is a tight game. Well, I guess we'll never find out what happens at the end of this game. Or you can just look it up on your phone. But this has been the 1992 show of Zennial Yearbook. I hope you guys had a good time. We had a good time. You have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. We'll end with a little bit of The Cure. What are we going to play? A Letter to Elise, which is also a very good song. We'll see you guys next week, or you'll hear us next week. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.